Thanks for tuning into Dakulo Wire. Cadence Academy Preschool, the Hamilton Mill Center that used to be Kids Harbor. If you search George's licensing records for the center at 2852 Hog Mountain Road, you may find it under a name that's no longer on the building. Here's the center, and why the name gap matters when you're doing your homework. The largest licensed childcare capacity in Dakulo belongs to a center that has changed names. The basics. Address, 2852 Hog Mountain Road. Phone, 770-831-5454/770-904-1200. License type, Child Care Learning Center, state licensed and inspected. License capacity, 296 children, the largest of any Dakulo program in state records. Ages, 6 weeks to 12 years. Hours, Monday, Friday, 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. License capacity is a state-permitted maximum, not current enrollment. The name change is a practical detail. The center operates as Cadence Academy Preschool, part of the Cadence Education Group. In Georgia licensing records, it has appeared as Kids Harbor of Hamilton Mill. That matters for one reason. When you look a center up on qualityrated.org or in Georgia Department of Early Care and Learning's inspection records, you need the name the state has on file. A parent searching only for Cadence Academy might conclude there's no record when the history is filed under the previous name. This isn't unique to this center. Childcare businesses are bought, sold, and rebranded regularly, and the paperwork doesn't always keep pace with the signage. When a center's name has changed, ask directly what name its license is held under, then search that. Hours and age range. The 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. window is a genuine full workday schedule, and the 6 weeks to 12 years range means a family can keep an infant and an elementary-age sibling at the same location, a logistics advantage that's easy to undervalue until you're doing two drop-offs. What parents say. The center's own listing shows a 4.6 rating across roughly 115 reviews. That's a substantially larger review base than most Dakulo programs have, which makes it more informative than the handful of reviews attached to smaller centers, though it's still a self-selected sample published by the operator. As with any childcare review, weigh recency and specificity over the average. A detailed review from this year tells you more than a 5-star rating from 2019. What to verify yourself? Search qualityrated.org under both names to find the star rating and full inspection history, including any complaint investigations. Confirm the current licensed capacity and age range, both can change. Ask the ratio in your child's room today, not the licensed maximum. A center licensed for 296 tells you nothing about how many adults are in the infant room. Ask about staff turn notice of violation and how long your child's lead teacher has been there. Ask to see the most recent inspection report. The state record is the authority, not a brochure, an operator's own review widget, or a news article, this one included. Be sure to subscribe to never miss an update from DakuloWire.com.